One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
Summer is nigh. Summer is judgment time. The end of overlooking their iniquities, their sins. He says it's over. Summer is nigh. Did you see that? I'm going by first flight, I'm telling you. First flight. When that trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Stay tuned.
Let me show you the scripture. Go back to verse 14 that we just read. I want you to follow this. It's too important. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Mark this in your mind. This is verse 14, Matthew chapter 24. Look at the very next verse and what it tells you. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. What's he telling you? Verse 15 immediately tells you about the Antichrist. He immediately tells you about the Antichrist. Verse 15 is telling you about the Antichrist moving into Jerusalem and into the temple that would have been built by then. And this is not just like immediately after the rapture. No, this is like 3.5 years since after the rapture. This is the middle of the 7-year period that would have been signed by the Antichrist for the guaranteed peace of Israel, false peace of Israel. So the Antichrist is already there for 3.5 years. At the end of the first 3.5 years, he moves into Jerusalem. He moves his headquarters from Europe to Jerusalem. And that's what Jesus is warning them of now. He says, when you see that happen, when you see him move into the temple, he says, flee. And Jesus used this to tell us that what happened prior to this time was not what was prophesied by Daniel. Everything that happened before then was not what they were to expect. He's saying it's in the future. It's all in the future. In the Old Testament, you want to see proof of the Old Testament prophecy about the rapture. Go to Isaiah chapter 26 from verse 19. Watch. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body shall they arise. Are you following this? Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. What happens next? Look at verse 20. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment until the indignation be overpast. What indignation? The judgments that are coming in those 7 years of the Antichrist. The judgments. Because those 7 year period, the 7 years of the Antichrist, they're all judgments. You read about them in the book of Revelation, it's all judgment. In Revelation chapter 4, the church is in heaven. This is it. Come, he says, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut the doors about thee. So they're there. All the way from chapter 5 to chapter 19 is all judgments and judgments and judgments throughout the book of Revelation. Listen, this is too important. I want you to go to St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, from verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Why? Because of the massacre. Because of what's going to happen. I'll give it to you in a second. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, because their flight will be difficult. It says, pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Great tribulation. When the Antichrist takes over the world. He says there shall be great tribulation. He calls it in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7, the time of Jacob's trouble, even though he shall be saved out of it. Look at it. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. This is terrible. Why is he talking about Jacob's trouble? Go to Amos chapter 8. Amos chapter 8. I want to show you something. You need to see this. You need to see this. Before I give you what it says in Amos so that you understand it from the words of Jesus. You need to understand the words of Jesus. Let's keep reading. Go back to verse 24. Verse 24. Then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Who are the elects? They are Jews. All right? They're Jews. For their sake, it'll be shortened. And so the Bible tells us it was shortened. It's shortened to 3.5 years. 3.5 years. All right, let's keep reading. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. It tells you how Jesus will come. That's why I told you the one in Kenya is not Christ. It says, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Did you see that? Watch. It tells you more. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now, after those 7 years, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give a light. And the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken immediately after the tribulation. He tells you Revelation chapter 19 will take place. I'll see if I can get there with you. But let's read. Look at more. And then shall appear the Son of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So nobody will need to tell you where Jesus is. He says everybody will see him. As he comes out of heaven, everybody will see him. And those of us who left 7 years earlier, who were caught up, taken away from this world, will be coming with him.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night. You've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.